Blog Talk Radio.
Live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host,
Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in and welcome to the show. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via landline or cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and voice your opinion over the air. All right? Our show this morning is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244, whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues. The professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? Again, guys, thanks for tuning in and welcome. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Today's weather, I mean, it's going to be hot again, guys. And, we're looking at 85 degrees right now at 10 in the morning. And then we're looking at a high of 95 today, 97 tomorrow. We're not looking for rain until Wednesday. And a high of 97. So, again, guys, take care of yourselves. Stay hydrated. You know, keep you some water nearby. And continue to drink it. Drink it, drink it, drink it. Okay? Drink it, and then drink some more. Okay? Today's word of the day is estival. Estival. E-S-T-I-V-A-L. Estival is an adjective. And in the definition of estival is of or relating to the summer. Estival is of or relating to the summer. Okay? It's an adjective, so it's, you can use it when you're relating to the summer. Okay? Estival. It says the children were reveling in their weeks off. The children were reveling in their weeks of summer vacation, filling their school-free estival afternoons with swimming and playing. Okay, so estival is an adjective and it's of or relating to the summer. So, let's see. Today's topic is entitled, "Why is the young generation so afraid of bugs, insects?" But before we get into the show, I was watching a newscast on TV1 this morning with this guy Roland Martin, and I like Roland Martin. He's pretty well outspoken, and he does a good show, and he's well known, so. He's able to get well-known people on his show. Now, this morning they were talking about Serena Williams. You all may know that if you watched it over the weekend or what have you, Serena won the women's Wimbledon finals on Saturday. Okay, she beat a Spanish girl for the championship. Now she's up to 21 major titles. The next one, she'll tie the all-time record of 22 held by Steffi Graf, right? And then she'll have a chance to make history by winning 23, 24, 25. Unheard of, right? And now, Roland Martin was saying all the hate letters that she's getting because she's just about to break Steffi Graf's record. Now, you know, each time history comes about, if history involves a you know, in sports, if history involves a white player that has his name written in the history books, and his name is about to be replaced by an African American player, this African American player starts to get hate mail, letters, threats, all this stuff. And, you know, where is this coming from? Why is this? I believe, you know, in baseball a few years ago, when we saw what's the guy's name? Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa running after the home runs in a season, getting ready to break the record of Lou Gehrig or something like that, or so somebody anyway. I don't know whose record they were about to break with the most home runs in a season. I never heard any of those guys getting death threats before they were close, when they got close to breaking the record. Like I said, all the time when there's a white person, a white player in the history books, which is usually the case until most recent time, but when there's a white man, a white person, a white player in the history books for, you know, an iconic feat, whenever there's an African-American or a black player on the verge of breaking that record and rewriting the history books, then there's a, you know, he gets hate mail and death threats and all this stuff about breaking the record. So now that Serena is close to breaking the record of Steffi Graf, and getting her name written in the history books, now there's death threats and all this stuff coming along with it, and you know, and hate mail and all these things. And why? You know, why is that? Why does that happen when a black person is getting ready to break a record of a white person? Why does that happen? Okay. She also, they were talking about her not getting the endorsements that some of the non African American players are getting in tennis. Okay. Yeah, she's getting she's not getting the endorsements that she should be getting. She's the number one player in tennis in the world. She's the best. She's about to break some records. And she's not making the money that she should be making. Okay, she may not say that or whatever, but it's true. But they have other non-African-American, I'm not saying white, they're not white, non-African-American tennis players who are not number one in the world, that are getting the endorsements, making a lot of money. Why isn't Serena making that money? Well, Michael Jordan, he made that money because he was the best. LeBron now is making that money because he's the best. Why isn't Serena making this money? Because she's the best. What's going on there? What's happening? Well, now they're saying that she's, you know, they think she's taking steroids. And, you know, that could be probably the furthest from the truth. Anyway, I wanted to put that out there. I may talk about that over the next few days, but I wanted to put that out there because I heard that this morning. Today's episode is, why is the young generation so afraid of bugs and insects? And I guess I want to talk about this because over the last few days, I've been outside doing different things, cooking. And, I you come in contact with bugs and mosquitoes and all that kind of stuff when you're outside at this time of the year, okay? And there was a water bug that got into the house. And you guys know what water bugs are, and you guys know that they're big bugs, okay? Now, when we were growing up, we used to call them cockroaches. I guess now, you change the name of these bugs. Now they call them water bugs. Anyway, my youngest daughter killed a water bug in the house, okay? And, she was so afraid that she was jumping all around, ay, 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 stomping, stomping, stomping. She stomped the bug hard and stomped them a lot. So she definitely killed him, okay? But after that, she shook off her house shoe that she used to kill the bug with, that she stomped him down with, and she wouldn't move it because the bug was still underneath the shoe. I hope I'm not grossing anybody out, but the bug was still under the shoe. She had to wait until I got home. And as soon as I walked in the house, she said, "Daddy, I killed a bug, and he's still under my shoe. He needs to be cleaned up." Okay, so I cleaned up the bug, flushed it down the toilet or whatever. Okay, cleaned her shoe, which was really nothing. But she was so scared of that bug that it blew my mind. So, but why is that? And I talked about it with someone, and it's simply because the young generation doesn't go outside. They got electronics and games and all this stuff where they don't need to go outside. There's no need of going outside. Now, when we were growing up, the only electronics we had was the TV and the radio. Somebody might have a walkie-talkie every now and then, but, you had to be standing on one side of the house, and they had to be standing on the other side of the house in order to hear each other. Wasn't much range to these walkie-talkies. That was as much electronics as we had when we were growing up, okay? And because of TV is not what TV is today, because we didn't have the internet, we didn't have all these electronic devices, phones, iPads, and all these jiggamajaggas that they have today. There was nothing, when there was nothing on TV, which there was a lot of times, I'd rather be outdoors. Rarely did I spend my summers indoors. Rarely did I spend time away from school indoors. Only time I was indoors is when I had to sleep or eat. And because of that, we were exposed to the outdoors. We were exposed to things outdoors. We were exposed to bugs and insects. And we kill bugs and insects. Sometimes we collected bugs and insects. I used to like to collect red ants and black ants. And then I merge them together and they fight like crazy. Okay, we used to catch, what we call lightning bugs at night. You don't see a whole lot of lightning bugs today, but you do see them every now and then. We used to catch them, lightning bugs. Okay, Granddaddy Long Legs, we used to grab them by the legs, hold them up, and toss them in different places, yada, yada. Okay, no big deal. Now, today, my girls anyway don't like the outdoors. Kids rather stand inside and look out the window and watch what you're doing than to come outside and hang out and do things outdoors. Unless you're at a pool or you're at a beach or you're having a picnic where they have to be out there. But as soon as they see a bug, buddy, they're gone. They're out of there. They're flying to the car or going back inside or what have you. When we were growing up, we didn't care about that. Because that, you know, dealing with the bugs meant staying outside. And, you know, growing up when I had, we used to play like we're sick, stay home from school because we didn't want to go to school that day. Well, that's fine. My mom's fine with that. But at the end of the day, at the end of the school day, when everyone got out of school and everyone was heading home from school, I would all of a sudden be fine. I'm good. You know, my stomach ache is gone. Now I can go outside and play. But no. My mom didn't play that. If you didn't go to school, if you were too sick to go to school, you were too sick to go outside and play after all the kids got home from school that day. So I had to sit there and look out the window and watch all the kids playing while I stayed inside. And that was how it was. But now, these kids today, they just sit inside, look at these phones, watch the internet, they sending messages back and forth, they playing these video games, and that's the problem. That's why they're scared of bugs and insects. That's why they're so fat today. That's why it's going to continue. And I'm going to do a show one day about these fast food joints and how they're tearing our kids down. But that's America. And because they don't go outside, so they get some of this junk food from McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, Burger King, what have you, any of the fast food restaurants, come home and eat, sit there and watch the video game. That's all they're doing. So that's just sitting there with these kids. All these foods that are already being pushed along the process, that means they want them to grow faster and bigger. So they pumping these things up with different stuff, pumping these vegetables up with different stuff, pumping these everything up with different stuff so they'll grow faster so they can get them out to us faster and make more money. Okay? So these things are hurting our kids. And this is why they're so afraid of bugs and insects, because they're not outside. We were outside constantly growing up. And I guess maybe, you know, to be fair, maybe if we had the internet and phones and cell phones and iPads and all this stuff when we were growing up, maybe we would have been the same way. But that's not the case. So that's why we're not afraid of bugs and insects. I'll stomp a bug or kill a spider in a heartbeat. If he's inside, I'll kill it, bam. If he's outside in my personal space, you know, I may kill it. But it's, you know, other than that, I'm not afraid of bugs and spiders and insects. I'm not. We grew up running through the woods, playing in the woods. playing in the yard, coming in contact with these bugs. That's how we work. If you wanted to be outside in the summertime, you had to deal with the bugs and the insects. So that's what we did. Okay? Now kids don't even ride bicycles. Y'all believe that bicycles are becoming obsolete? You know, you say, I want to buy me a 10-speed. Well, 10-speeds are pretty much not there anymore. You're talking about 18-speeds and all this stuff, okay? And so you bicycles are not used anymore. These kids aren't even riding bicycles. I mean, I live in the subdivision, and I live in the cul-de-sac of the subdivision. And when I first moved here, there were kids in the neighborhood, and they'd come down in the cul-de-sac and play because that's the least travel place by cars, okay? So they'd come down in the cul-de-sac and play. Now, nothing. I mean, you don't even see kids playing in their own yard. And that's why they're out here eating that fast food and sitting around playing video games. That's why they're fat. And it's a trend that's going to continue because the older generation, aren't doing anything about it. And I don't know if the younger generation, will either. I don't know if they'll do anything about it themselves because it's a money maker in America. Big time money. That's what makes these United States go around. Okay? But it's bringing our kids down. It's bringing them to a standstill where they don't even want to get out there and communicate with people. They'd rather hold their phones and text each other. I mean, one of my kids had a sleepover and they were sitting in the room texting. But they weren't texting people outside of the house. They were texting each other and they were sitting right next to each other. Go to giggling. What are y'all laughing about? She just sent me something. What? But they don't want to talk. Just write. But they don't know how to write. You know, we don't even teach cursive writing in class in schools anymore. You wrote a letter in cursive and gave it to a young kid today, they wouldn't be able to read it. It'd be like Chinese because they don't teach that in schools anymore. But that's why our young generation are so afraid of bugs and insects. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in, and thanks to a couple of people who were concerned about me as far as work's concerned. I will be back to work today and working hard, but I had a foot problem and I got it straightened out now, and I'm ready to go. So take care, guys. It's Frank. I'm over and I'm out. Be good and have a good week. See you tomorrow in about 23 and a half hours. Take care.
You know, from the moment she turned around, she knows how to back it up and drop it down.
You got my attention, baby, go do what you do. Official notice, now you gon' have to make a move. All this ice in my rolling, no wonder I play it cool. Ain't no I in team, but I got my eyes on you. I watch it bounce when she walks, she lick her lips when she talks. I throw her in that Bentley coupe with the top off like Mardi Gras. All that cake come get you some feeling. Like a soap, I'ma watch all my children. Hit it so long that she might lose feeling. With her legs in her ass, she can walk on the ceiling.
Said I know she loves the attention.